I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP, 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Do want to remind people, coming up this Saturday, you can join us for our summer dress party. It's Saturday, July 14th. Mark it down on the calendar. Whitlow's on Wilson starting at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times, the good friends. Get more details at thefandc.com/summer. So we mentioned the Nationals weekend earlier in the show. They won 3 out of 4. But a problem remains for this Washington Nationals team, and I wonder if it's something that they will address. And we want to open up to callers at 800-636-1067. Do you think that they should address it? All right, trading deadline's coming up here at the end of the month. You're looking at a rotation right now. The rotation always is supposed to be the strength of this team. With Max Scherzer, who, of course, is having another great campaign. Strasburg, who's on the DL. Gio,
but he's close. Strasburg's close.
Gio, who has been struggling since May. Tanner Roark, who is now 3-11, gave up 4 earned runs on 10 hits, 3 walks in just 4 innings yesterday.
And the start before that, he gave up 9 runs.
And the fifth starter is, I don't know, Eric Fetty, Jeffrey Rodriguez, Jeremy Hellickson. They knew the fifth starter spot was going to be a question mark.
Right.
They kind of knew that.
But it looked like that had been taken care of with Hellickson before he got injured.
To an extent.
He's given them some decent outings.
And he's still their best option.
Right.
Now, Rodriguez is going to pitch tonight against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. On the road.
But, you know, he's the guy that was just pitching the minors a couple weeks ago. So, you certainly have to hope that guys like that can get you quality starts and that the offense comes around. But, you know, you got to remember, Strasburg will be back. Let's just assume he'll be back right after the All-Star break.
And Davey talked about it. His quote was, we need our starters to go deeper into games.
Correct.
To take the pressure off the bullpen.
Well, especially Roark, because he's been really poor
right
in his last two starts. He's given up 13 runs in the month of July.
But what should they do? 800-636-1067. Ryan Zimmerman, in this article in the Washington Post from Thomas Boswell, was quoted as saying, our starting pitching is the reason we've been so good the last 6 years. And so do you just bank on Tanner figuring it out, on Gio turning things around, and Stras returning the rotation? Or do you make a proactive move and get one of the pitchers that are going to be available come the trade deadline?
I don't know if you just bank on Roark turning it around all of a sudden. He's been in a complete tailspin since Strasburg went on the DL.
I'm just not sure what's available out there. I don't think there's much. I mean, everyone talks about J.A. Happ for Toronto, and he's 10-5 with an ERA of about 4.5. But I'm sure a lot of teams are going to want him. But, you know, if you just look at the guys who are available in terms of starting pitchers, there's just not much out there. And you certainly don't want to give up too much to get one of these guys who's a rental for a couple months. So I don't know. I don't know what Rizzo does. You know, maybe they just kind of hope that when Strasburg comes back, you know, now you've got 2 frontline starters there, and then maybe, you know, Gio turns it around. You would assume Tanner Roark's going to have some good starts here late, but you never know. If he sucks, then you've got a couple holes there in the rotation. But getting Strasburg back is huge if he can stay healthy the rest of the year. But I don't know how much is out there, fellas. I don't.
So Tanner says, or I guess the team believes that it's a mechanics issue with Tanner. But whatever it is, he's getting rocked regularly.
Yeah. And they go to the bullpen so early with him, his last few starts. It's tough. It is tough for them to do that. And then you're relying on your offense to score 5, 6, 7 runs. And obviously the offense has been struggling until this weekend. But I don't know. I don't know what you do.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Dale's in Percival. Dale, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, interesting you talk about the trade as well. I was curious because when I saw Tanner, couldn't hit the spots this weekend, especially in the shift. Left the ball outside, guy hits behind Trey in short, and we can't make the play. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a bigger hole, man. The biggest hole we got is the catcher. Yeah. Let me tell you, as a former college pitcher, if you don't have trust in your catcher, the psyche of it thrown to that mid is a lot different. I got to tell you, when I saw the catcher the other day against Boston do a backhand on a low ball that bounced over his shoulder and the guy walks in from third,
right,
I'd have pulled him off the field. That's rookie ball.
That was Severino. Yeah, that was Severino.
Severino, yeah. And if you look at it, so, you know, I'm with you. If there's not a lot out there in the starting rotation, a good starting rotation will prevent from your bullpen getting taxed like it is. But right now, we got to fill the hole with some offensive production at catcher. Look at what happened this weekend, even though it's the Marlins, and they're weak in pitching right now. But when our catcher did hit, produce a little bit, the offense opened up. We were able to flip the lineup, turn it over back to Trey, mm-hmm. and kept consistency.
There is some.
I told the Silver Fox, we're batting 6-7 a game. You can't win big ones like that guy.
Yeah.
There is some chatter that they're interested in a couple catchers.
Yeah, and then, of course, Wieters will be back, and Wieters has much more experience than Severino, and he's pretty good with these pitchers, and he's got a pretty good bat. So, I don't know, do you go out and get a catcher and a pitcher, or do you just go out and get a catcher? Do you look at J.A. Happ from Toronto? I don't think they will.
The article here points to Texas's Cole Hamels or Tampa Bay's Chris Archer as possible targets.
I would think you're giving up a lot for Archer. But you're right. I mean, if you can get a guy like Chris Archer, that would be great. Is Chris Archer a free agent after this year?
Don't know.
Would he be a rental? Let me check that. But I tell you what, there certainly is a hole at catcher, but if you get Wieters back and you get Strasburg back, you're much better. But they have to have guys produce.
And Strasburg's supposed to be back after the All-Star break.
Right,
so
exactly.
Help should be on the way.
But, I mean, it's been really bad for Roark and Gio since Strasburg went on the DL. When Strasburg goes on the DL, you need those other guys to step up. Since Strasburg goes on the DL, you're looking at Tanner 0-5, 7.76 ERA, and you're looking at Gio winless, 8.14 ERA, 6 starts. I mean, that's just
they've
abysmal.
Nosedived at the exact wrong time for this Nats team.
Hey, Reynolds got an out, right? Maybe just go with Mark Reynolds.
Yeah. Yes. Let's go to Eric in D.C. Let's talk about Tanner Roark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
thanks
Eric?
For taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
It pains me because I've been a big fan, but I think it's time for Tanner, Sons of Anarchy, Roark to go. I like the new look. I was hoping it would cause a turnaround, but he's just getting crushed. I mean, I think there is one option. I don't love it that you guys haven't talked about, whereas I guess if he's healthy enough, you could pull Roark from the rotation, put him in the bullpen, and go with, like, you know, Max, Strasburg, Gio, Hellickson, and Fetty, because Fetty has been pretty good before he got pulled from that start. The other thing that I'm just curious what you guys would think is, and I know that Rizzo, you know, last week when you talked to him said that they had not talked. That report about Harvey was not accurate.
Yep.
I don't think that means that it's impossible. And I think that's the best option to pay low with a high ceiling, you know, even though he comes with so much baggage. So,
yeah, I mean,
those would be my thoughts.
Look, Mike Rizzo is not going to tell us, even though he said that the rumor was false, he's not going to tell us on air that he's been talking to the Reds about Matt Harvey. He's just not going to do that. So maybe he is talking to the Reds about Harvey. Who knows? Harvey's been pretty solid the last few starts. Doesn't seem like the type of guy to me that Mike Rizzo would want on his roster. But if it's just a quick, you know, couple-month rental, then, you know,
right.
maybe it's worth it.
Give up too much for him.
Maybe
right.
it's worth it. If you're talking about Chris Archer, I just looked up his contract. He still has another year left, so you got a little bit more control over him. But you're probably going to have to give up more to get a guy like him.
Another possibility, Jason, is you're patient. You ride out the guys, and you wait for Joe Ross to return. Joe Ross, they say, had his Tommy John surgery and could return as early as August, should be ready by September.
Yeah,
now, you're only going to get him for four or five starts. I don't know what you... I
mean, that's another possible month and a half you have to wait for him.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you rely on that. But you're right. It's another option. Not sure they're going to do that. Let's go to Fred in D.C. Fred, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Fred.
I think they should make a move and try to get somebody who... What the options are, I don't know. But, you know, they got rid of Dusty because they couldn't get out the first round. And not just it was... Dusty, I don't know the pitching coach's name, but I don't think it was coincidence that he, you know, they had a good starting rotation and bullpen and hitting. So, I mean, what was the point if they don't make a move?
You're talking about
Mike Maddux
last year? Yeah, they moved on from from Maddux to Lilliquist, yeah.
Maddux now in St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to happen when you have a new manager. You know, he's going to pick his own guys. It's rare that they keep the guys from the previous regime. So I'm not surprised they moved on there. But you're right. I mean, Mike Maddux had a great reputation as a pitching coach. But
if you had to bet,
problem
right
is
now.
These guys have been hurt. I mean, when Strasburg goes down, I mean, that's a huge hole to fill. And then Hellickson comes. You know, they sign Hellickson off the street, and he gets hurt. And then you know they're relying on Eric Fetty, and he gets hurt. You know, they're having some bad luck in the rotation.
If you had to bet right now, do they make a move, Jason?
For a starter?
Yes.
Yeah, they might. They might. I have no idea. Like I said, I just looked at the list of guys available, and there's just not much out there. I mean, you can go out and get
It is July 9th or 10th.
Do you go out and get Lance Lynn?
There may be more names available come July 30th.
True. You're right. And I'm sure that Mike is exploring all those options. But let's just wait and see. Let's see how they play in Pittsburgh and then in New York and then see where they are. If they're three games out by the All-Star break, you know, there's not as much desperation.
Right. They're six or seven games out.
If they're still seven,
to make a move.
If they're five, six, seven games out and a couple of these starters like Gio and Tanner have bad starts to close out the first half, then maybe they do.
But, you know, you've been talking about it for a while that they're in the midst of this stretch where they really need to take advantage of the schedule, where 17 out of their next 23 games are against losing teams. So they played the Marlins, now they're playing the Pirates, they're in this stretch of playing losing teams. The lineup is getting healthier. Apparently, Wieters could return on Monday.
Right.
So hopefully that solves the catching issue. You go with Wieters, you know, 75% of the time, whatever it is, and you sprinkle in Severino, Kaboom, if he stays on the roster, I don't know.
Look, they don't want Severino to be starting every day. They just have to. Got to.
It's a necessity.
They got no other options.
And hopefully he gets his bat going, although you can't rely on Matt Wieters to have this great bat.
No,
but probably like him behind the plate.
Yeah, and they like his experience, and he can call a good game, and he's got the bat. He's got pop. Severino's going to hit, you know, what is he hitting, 180, whatever he's hitting. So, look, Severino is a decent backup option, but you don't want him starting every day. But they've got nothing else.
All right, remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll get into the World Cup. Sebastian Salazar, who's now with ESPN, will join us to fill us in. Plus, Dave Jagler, voice of the Nationals, he'll give us some insight coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Remember, you can join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party. It's this Saturday, July 14th, starting at 4 p.m. It's brought to you by our good friends at Corona. Corona is what summer wants. Enjoy and relax responsibly. Get all the details online at thefandc.com/summer. So we will see you this Saturday. It's less than a week away.
Travis, we got to get our transportation locked down.
You need one?
Do I need one? Absolutely need
one. Well, the other guys usually punch out of that.
I need one. I'm not going to drive down to Arlington and drink and drive back. No chance. Not happening. Got to hook me.
I am going to take care of my own transportation, drink responsibly, and I believe have an after-party dinner with my wife at Whitlow's, like I did last summer dress party.
Very nice.
It was nice.
Doing it right there on Whitlow's. By the way, I believe Whitlow's on Wilson bringing us some delicious free food today.
Oh, that is music to my ears.
Because I didn't bring any food.
I love to hear that.
I didn't bring anything.
By the way, they have half-price burgers at the rooftop Tiki Bar. Tiki. I wasn't aware of the story. I guess Cakes knew. I just saw it. That a helicopter smashed into somebody's house in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah, it's a terrible story.
I mean, that's something that I would never, ever consider.
Was it a military helicopter?
Not that I know of. Mm. I don't have all of the details. The detail is that the pilot lived and one of the people living at the home passed away.
That's awful.
Think about that. You're just going about your normal business.
Do you think you're insured
your
for that? I mean, this is a tragedy.
Yes, I would say
you're insured for a helicopter crash.
Well, if it destroys your home or it causes damage to your home, your homeowner's insurance should cover it. I would guess. No matter whether it's a plane crashing into your house or a helicopter or...
Or the helicopter company. They're definitely going to pay for something.
You would think.
Yeah, that would be covered, JP. Absolutely.
I would hope, but I don't know. Have you ever read your insurance policy?
No. For my homeowner's insurance?
I haven't read an insurance policy for anything. So when they tell me I have to pay for something, like today I'm getting a crown put in a tooth, I don't know. What's covered by our dental insurance? Not much.
We don't have great dental insurance.
Our dental insurance covers like 10%.
We don't have great insurance.
Well, I think
it's not as good as what we had when we had CBS.
This is a blanket statement. I think most dental insurance is hurt. It doesn't cover a lot.
It doesn't cover braces, right?
It covers cleanings.
Oh, it covers very little orthodontia. Very little.
Like, what does it cover?
You might have like $1,000 like lifetime benefit. Tell me the next time you only spent $1,000 at the orthodontist for your kid's braces. Let me know when that happens.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Well, I put braces on both my daughters and my wife, and insurance covered not $1 of it.
They have silly teeth?
I mean, they needed it, but it was, $4,000 a pop.
Right. I see Draymond Green hawking something that is supposed to be like braces. What,
like Invisalign?
Something like that, but it almost looks like a retainer. There's no way that keeps your teeth as straight as braces.
It can't be as good. It's a nubs version of braces. But hey, you know what? If it gets it to 75%, 80%, and costs.
But how would you feel as a dad if you told, like, you have three kids, and I'm sure Brendan's like 14 now, so he's probably already done braces or started braces, whatever. But what if you got to the third kid and you said, you know what? I know that your brother and your sister got actual braces.
Right. They have straight teeth. Yep.
But I saw this commercial. Draymond Green is pitching Beautiful Smiles or whatever it's called. You just put this in your mouth every night.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could nub the last kid when I got the first two kids, like the legit braces.
But what if it works?
Yeah, something tells me if Draymond Green is hawking it on an infomercial, it's not quite as good as the regular braces route. I would guess.
Definitely not. Hey, let's check out the police blotter for the weekend. Golf clap for Brandon Browner, who used to play for the Patriots and Drabby Seahawks.
Okay, what did he do? Didn't see the Browner story.
Vicious.
He was arrested on a number of different charges. By the way, he's been arrested a bunch of times in the last, let's say, 12 months, 18 months.
What you're saying
months.
Is he's a real high character guy.
Yep, he was arrested for and charged with kidnapping, burglary, false imprisonment, and a violation of a restraining order.
He broke into somebody's house, right?
Probably broke into his ex-girlfriend's house or, who knows, probably a female, and allegedly physically harmed the person, made threats to kill the person inside the residence. So he gets arrested.
I thought I saw that he stole a Rolex, too.
He did. He stole a $20,000 Rolex watch. When he went in the house.
Is he down to the felt, as you poker players like to say?
Probably. I mean, if you're breaking into somebody's home, stealing a Rolex, things are probably not going well for you in your life.
Browner apparently had a prior relationship with the person in question. So let's just assume it was an ex-girlfriend. Also, Domonte Dodd, who played basketball at the University of Maryland. I believe he graduated in 2017, Valdez. Played there for 4 years.
Graduated? You sure about that?
Well, maybe he didn't graduate.
Finished playing basketball.
He finished there in 2017.
Yes.
He was arrested on rape charges.
I mean, it's just terrible.
And guess who his attorney is?
Well, I don't need to guess. I saw it, I think, on Friday. One Thomas C. Mooney, Esquire.
Thomas C. Mooney will represent DeMonte Dodd.
Mooney be clutch.
So the story just said that, I don't know when the incident happened.
Was it in Prince George's County?
It was in College Park.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was in College Park. DeMonte Dodd was playing in Mexico. He was playing down in Mexico. And then he had signed a contract to play in Poland for the next year. But now that's probably not going to happen. So we'll see what happens there. But DeMonte Dodd, former Terp, arrested on rape charges in College Park. I'm not sure when that happened. But Cakes was not surprised when he saw who his attorney was repping him.
Now, that didn't have anything to do with the subpoena last week at the University of Maryland, right? The subpoena that was issued at the University of Maryland was about the college recruiting scandal, potentially.
No.
Totally different. Not a great week for Maryland in the news when it comes to athletics.
And then Tyler Honeycutt, who was a former UCLA Bruin and played for a bunch of different teams in the NBA, killed himself after an exchange of gunfire with the police. Used to play for the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, he had barricaded himself inside a home in California.
Yep. That happened over the weekend. 27 years old. Played for UCLA from 2009 to 2011. He was second round picked by the Kings in the 2011 NBA draft. And played in just 24 games over 2 years before moving overseas and playing over there. So he killed himself. So you had, young guys getting charged with rape and arrested and killing themselves. Just an awful weekend for the former hoopsters.
Brandon Browner, by the way, going back to that story, the guy who was on the Patriots, played several years in the NFL. He's been arrested 4 times this year.
I know.
Four times in 2018?
Years
basically half
in the last year.
Last calendar year.
Okay, so that's quite a spree he's on.
Restraining order violation in May.
Probably the same girl.
He had drug charges in October, and he made criminal threats, very nebulous, in September.
He's a good dude. Drabby, that's a good guy. It's a good guy you're rooting for.
It's a former Legion of Boom member.
You know what?
Drab looked shell-shocked over there.
He was still at press coverage. What I got size for.
Yeah, well, he's going to be spending some time in the Pokey Poke. Put him away.
The thing about the Dodd story, and I don't know any of the details. It's really unfortunate sometimes in those situations where, let's say he didn't do it, and his defense steps up, and Thomas Mooney does his job, and DeMonte Dodd is cleared. He's still always going to kind of have that label,
following him. Absolutely right.
Now,
he signed a contract to play overseas in Poland.
Right. Now, if he did it, and maybe he deserves life in prison, in my mind. For raping somebody, that's brutal.
Yeah, we'll have to find out how this plays out. But
I know a big chunk of his contract is going to one Thomas C. Mooney. That I do know if he's representing you.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm well aware of.
Yeah, those retainer fees get big for the rape charges.
Mooney's getting a lot of pesos for this deal. Lots of them.
One of my favorite scenes in Good Will Hunting when Ben Affleck shows up at the job interview for Matt Damon and just starts screaming, "Retainer!" He doesn't even know what it means.
Well, it was funny because Cake sent me the email of, not the email, but he just sent me the text that says, "Big shocker, Thomas C. Mooney's representing DeMonte Dodd."
Right.
I didn't even know DeMonte Dodd was arrested. I hadn't even heard it. And then I looked it up in the Washington Post. Had a story about it.
And it
mentioned Thomas C. Mooney. But Tom Mooney gets his name in these big cases, man. He just does.
It looks like Dodd was in College Park at the Terrapins Turf Bar on Halloween.
So Halloween 2017.
So this happened last fall?
Yes.
It
says that Dodd bought her alcoholic drinks. The document said took her to a friend's apartment in College Park in the early morning hours. Dodd had sex with the alleged victim, quote, against her will, and an occupant in the apartment confronted him upon awaking, the state's attorney office said in a news release.
Correct. AWOD, I probably shouldn't associate you with this, but the drinking and getting a girl so liquored up, does that give you pause at all?
No, because you can tell when a girl wants to party.
The old "you can tell."
The problem is, you know, if you're hanging out with her that night and she looks like she wants to party, but the next morning she says I was too hammered and he took advantage of me, then you're screwed.
Right, and it's a lock that the night before that he's impaired, he doesn't make good calls and judgments when he's sober, let alone when he's had, I don't know, 8 or 10 drinks in him.
By the way, we didn't highlight this. Were you kicked out of your house?
What?
AWOD?
No.
Your living situation?
No.
I heard otherwise.
He definitely told me he was evicted, so I don't know what he's doing right now.
Oh, well, there's a court summons, yes, but...
Oh, shit.
But we're good. We're good. My mom's taking care of it, so...
So what happened?
All right, so I have...
By the way, did you catch...
Thomas C. Mommy.
Did you catch his first answer, though? That's why
first
we
answer
call
was
him
no.
a liar.
Yeah, it was no.
Well, because I'm not on the streets right now. You know, I'm still living there.
Okay, but you...
So one of my roommates totally whored me, and there was a flood in his room from, like, the air conditioner, and he just moved out after that and claimed he was going to sue the landlord because his bed was damaged. And then she says, well, if you don't pay the full rent, you're going to get evicted. And so we supposedly compromised that I would just pay for my half, and now she's demanding the full rent, and my mom says, well, if you want to go to court, you know, I know how to handle this, so... July 19th, I'll have more information.
So wait a second. Will you just say, will you admit your roommate hoards you? Was this supposed to be a good buddy of yours or that just bails on the rent?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he had a case because, you know, we didn't do anything. It just flooded his apartment and, I mean, all his clothes got soaking wet and his bed. And I mean, he totally hoarded. I don't know why he left.
You didn't even know he was moving out?
No, and so I got some like dude from Arizona State right now to live in that room for $800.
Grab? That's a guy from Arizona State?
It sounds like a debacle.
It is a
debacle.
So
you're still right in that house right now?
So I'm still in that house, and she's going to have to bring the SWAT team to get me out of there.
There's always
now,
something
Now, what does your lease
you?
Say?
Well, let's hope so.
Does your lease say... That you're responsible only for half of the rent?
He can't even spell lease.
Because what I'll say is this. When I lived with EB, we had 5 guys living in a house. And the rent was, I think it was only $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to pay the landlord $1,500 a month. He didn't care how you chopped it.
Right.
So if somebody moved out, if EB all of a sudden decided, you know what, I'm out of this hellhole, well, the rest of us got to pick it up.
Yeah. You're right.
Right. It's like the mobsters in Goodfellas.
Well, he knows
right,
that.
But my argument is that the place, that room was not livable, so how can you charge us full rent when you still haven't fixed the damn air conditioner? I mean, it's leaking. She put a freaking towel under it.
So the landlord came in.
Just the landlord from hell.
Slumlord.
So she came in and looked at the room.
Right.
And what did she say to you?
She didn't say anything. She just said, you need to pay me the full rent.
Yeah.
This sounds kind of weird, doesn't it?
A leaky air conditioner, though. I mean... I don't think you just all of a sudden pay half the rent and you live there.
I mean, it was more than leaky. It flooded the whole room.
The landlord should fix that. I mean, that's on the landlord.
Landlord always has to fix, you know, things.
So if she just put a towel down and said, yeah, it's fine, pay me my $1,500.
But he's kind of screwed. I mean, it's not your fault, but you're kind of screwed that your roommate all of a sudden left and didn't pay his $500 or whatever he's supposed to pay.
No, but if you do get a lawyer involved and you send a letter, I mean, I don't know if it's your mom or whoever.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, when I got
usually
the summons...
If you send a letter to someone like that, they usually
You had a summons
it.
For eviction.
Yeah, I was butt scared when I got that, but then my mom called her, and then the landlord was scared, because, I mean, she should owe us money. I mean, why did I pay...
So when the summons shows up, is that just a person, like, hands you an envelope? Is it taped to the door?
It was just taped to the door, yeah. Okay. I came home, like drunk, and I was like, what the hell is this? It was like last Wednesday.
Well, it sounds like you should get out of that place anyway.
Yeah.
Shocker. He's coming home drunk on a Wednesday.
Right. I think last Wednesday was like July 4th, right?
Oh.
It was.
Yeah.
You came home hammered.
I came home
Wednesday
hammered and I saw.
Or on Tuesday.
It was probably Tuesday. Yeah. And I saw that thing on the door and I was like, I was freaked out. Called my mom drunk and was like, can you handle this? And
called my mom drunk.
Hey, this is why
you're drinking. You ever called your mom drunk? I don't think I have.
No chance.
That's terrible.
Probably not, but I don't know. It might have been a day back in college when you did it. Certainly not when I was his age.
So he's looking for a new place, and Matt Valdez is kind of hurt because he gave him 3 recommendations. And Drab gave him one recommendation. And of course, what's the one place that he looked into? The Drab recommendation.
Of course. That's his guy. It's his go-to.
Adam's story sounds kind of fishy, though, right?
Well, they're all his stories are fishy.
Like,
but there's a slight chance, maybe a 3% chance, he's telling the truth.
That, yeah. I mean, if he's going to go call his mommy and go to court about it, it sounds like, you know, well,
I'm sure there's
wrong.
He's probably leaving out some details.
I mean, my mom's just a silly attorney, and so I have no issues here. I mean, if it goes to court, I know the landlord's going to end up owing me money because we had, like, damage to a rug, damage to a bed, and the water was just, like, flowing.
Beer damage.
Did you take pictures of it?
I got pictures of everything, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Picture evidence.
Hey, he's on top
water.
So what's your total rent in that place?
$1,600.
$1,600.
Yeah. And last month, I just paid $8.
And how many months are left on the lease?
I don't even know because my roommate basically like broke the lease. It was supposed to be a 6-month lease, so probably until December.
That's awful.
Who makes 6-month leases?
Get out of there. I'm trying to get out. I mean, I'll never live in that.
Drabby, what was
again.
The recommendation you gave him?
Some place on Columbia Pike in Arlington that fits his budget. Valdez like gave him something his golf buddy lives in and he can't afford. I found a hurting for him.
Yeah. Valdez's place had a pool. I mean, I can't afford a pool.
He should be living in a hurting.
Yeah. And a gym.
Yeah, he can't afford that.
Living in a hurting.
This is why your dream shouldn't be to live with the broskies at 30, right. By the way.
Broskies just bounce.
Yep.
Aim higher.
Yeah, he's not part of the broskies anymore now. I mean, he just totally whored me. Just moved out as soon as his bed got a little wet.
Why don't you move in with your buddy basketball player that texted you 4 months ago?
Move in with Fred Davis.
I just sized.
See, Fred Davis has some room.
I think he's looking for a new place. I could crash on the couch.
That'd be the worst
tell him you'll run a room
that
from
would be
him.
The worst decision that Fred Davis has ever made. And he's made a lot of bad decisions having you as a roommate.
He's talking about making an even worse decision this weekend. He wants to like support play to win with like a big ass check.
Like how big?
Like almost 6 figures.
What?
Yeah. He says, what will it take to put Play to Win on the map? He wants to make us as good as the Junkies.
A new host.
I don't believe that. Does anybody believe that?
No, I don't
believe. Does anybody believe Fred Davis wants to pay $100,000 to keep Play to Win on?
No. Of course we
does
don't.
Does anybody on the planet, do they believe that?
I'm calling shenanigans. Full on shenanigans from A1.
But I'm sure 106.7 The Fan would take the check and give you a weekend spot.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. Of course, the company would.
Fred Davis is going to bribe the program director.
You know, happy
it's advertising.
You know, happy Pete Medhurst would be. That happened.
All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, Sebastian Salazar fill us in on the World Cup. Remember, 9 o'clock, Dave Jagler, voice of the Nats, and we got Luke Thomas talk some MMA and UFC right here on the Junkies.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Less than a week away from our summer dress party at Whitlow's on Wilson. We hope to see you there. It is Saturday, July 14th. Starts at 4 p.m. Weather should be nice, right around 90 degrees. Ladies, wear your summer dresses. Guys, we don't care what you wear, but we know we will see you at Whitlow's this Saturday.
Can I just briefly talk about this charity golf tournament I'm involved with?
Yep.
It's called Golf for Reese. It's July 23rd. At River Creek Country Club in Leesburg, Virginia. All right. And Reese is a 6-year-old girl. Her name is Reese Leggett. And she's got a rare condition that affects her ability to use her arms or legs. Mm-hmm. All right. They've been running this tournament, I think, for about 5 years. I think most of them have been at River Creek. It's a great tournament, a lot of great auction items. Shotguns at 9 a.m. on the 23rd. I won't play, obviously, because I'll be working, but I'm going to go out there for lunch and hang out. And my wife and kids are involved. We're friends with the family. It's a great family. So if you want to get involved, just contact River Creek. It's called Golf for East, July 23rd. It's the 5th annual, and it's at River Creek Country Club in Leesburg. Should be fun. So get involved if you can, whether or not you want to play or if you want to donate something.
So during the break, Pete Medhurst, Pete on Sports, came in here and told an umpiring story. He umpires on the weekends, and there was some controversy in the softball game where a coach was ejected, not by Pete, who was calming the situation down, but by the other umpire who seemed to be a little agitated.
Pete
for whatever
was the
reason.
Peacemaker
yes.
in this scenario.
And then he brought up, well, did you see what happened in this AAU brawl? And I had watched the video, and Jason just watched the video, and it's unclear exactly why it started or how it started.
Because the video starts with the referee already on the ground.
Right. Well, there's two different videos.
So that's the one I saw.
But then eventually it's like 10 kids that are all wearing white jerseys wailing on other... Like, people are just throwing punches. I don't even know if they know why. They're just... It's just a big Rondell Mealy, as we used to call it back in the day. A huge melee. And it gets you to, you know, kind of the talk of youth sports. I know we had Julie Donaldson on the show to promote Fair Play, which was a documentary produced by Benji Kays on NBC Sports Washington, which they aired. And if you watched any of that, there are so many issues when it comes to youth sports, and a lot of people are down on AAU. And I'm not saying that this happens. This is rare when it happens, but it just looks like an out-of-control mess.
Oh, with this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. That's what it is. It's a melee.
And I don't know what you do when things like that happen, but part of it is, and I was thinking about this because you see it in the World Cup, part of it is that referees, and maybe Pete can come back in here, I don't know if he has time, referees and umpires, I think nowadays, get challenged, even on a youth level, far more than when we were growing up.
Absolutely.
Because parents take it so much more serious. So in this situation, I think a dad ran out because the referee might have been berating his son. So a dad got involved, and somehow that dad is then in the melee. You see this happening more and more. I know watching the World Cup. The World Cup is the highest level professional soccer, and they have the highest level of referees. But, man, there was one game, I forget which game it was, where I thought the referee was going to get punched in the face. Like, five guys went right up to him, and it was almost a physical altercation.
I think it was the Brazil game.
I was like, how does this guy make any calls? Like, he's got to be scared for his life.
Has to be intimidated.
And it's sad that you see this on a youth level now.
Yeah, but see, in the World Cup, at least you know you're going to have some security if that ever happened.
Right,
but at an AAU game in Emerson, Georgia, you're probably not going to have anybody that can control the situation.
You have to rely on the crowd to police themselves at
but
that
I don't
point
care
for the most part.
I don't care who started it. You know, I mean, again, the video doesn't really show that. But if your son is going to start hitting a referee in an AAU game,
right.
First of all, you're an awful parent, mm-hmm. and your kid's an awful kid. All these kids should be expelled.
Well, the parent cannot go out on the court and escalate it. I don't care if your kid is getting berated by the ref or yelled at by the ref.
These are just awful.
Is the tall, skinny guy that appears to have a bald spot, is that a parent or a kid that was playing that gets blindsided and cold cocked?
This guy here?
Yeah.
That's a referee.
That's the ref.
Yeah, that's okay. The referee.
Yeah, because there's two different videos.
His shirt gets pulled off.
Gotcha.
Either he took it off himself or got pulled off.
Yeah.
Cakes used the right word, though, because there are, and obviously I've done this for a long time. I mean, I've been doing basketball 30 years. I'll be doing the Women's Junior Nationals coming up at MGM.
Oh, nice.
Later on this month. And, you know, umpire Lurch's softball that he has out there, too. You know, you have this intimidation factor on the AAU circuit. You have these clowns that walk up and down the sideline, either as coaches or handlers mm-hmm. or people who are hangers-ons with these teams who want to talk to you the whole game like they're Mike Krzyzewski or somebody like
right.
that. And the grand scheme of it comes down to they have no idea what the heck they're talking about.
Right.
They don't know the rules. They're trying to intimidate the officials because they're trying to make their team look good. The longer they stick around, it makes them look like they're a better coach.
And these aren't coaches. These are just
a lot of times
handlers,
it's either the coaches or
people
the players. Are just hangers-on. Right.
Yeah.
Just people
right.
that are hangers-ons with each team.
I bet it works sometimes.
Oh, sure it does.
Well, that's
sure
why. And then you wonder why you can't get good refs.
Well, and that's what happens. You get a younger official who ends up in a situation like this, has a situation like this happen to them. They're done. They're gone.
I coach but at the absolute lowest level,
yeah.
okay? I coach my son's flag football team. But I've seen parents go nuts at a pimply-faced kid that's
Dude,
like 17 or 18 years old.
It is completely...
That's probably making $12 an hour.
There are people right now, 10%, I would say it's 10 to 15% of people who attend youth sporting events now, they are completely out of control, doesn't matter what age. I've seen it at, you know, 8-year-old levels. But even, at, I mean, look, we had an incident in our county where a female referee went after a parent or a coach out in the parking lot and tried to tell the table people, this is a grown adult issue. You stay out of this. So it's not just parents. We've got people, the mindset of people as human beings is repulsive and at times right now.
And then you'll see coaches complain to refs about, you know, balls and strikes or making bad calls at the bases, whatever. And I always just say, they're amateur refs. They're amateur umps. All right? They're getting $40-$50 a game. And a lot of these guys are 75 years old.
There's
and
a
they
guy,
can barely see. And I just tell these people, what do you right, expect?
It's funny you said that. There was
what do you expect when you get
a guy yesterday? There's a guy yesterday that complained on what I was watching a game on the side in between mine. And this guy goes, you're getting paid a lot of money, Mr. Hump. You can't miss that like that. And I just wanted to walk over and say, what's
money.
Your idea of a lot of money here, pal? Yeah. Huh? A lot of money? It's not like we're major league umpires who, if you go watch replay, blow probably 15 or 20% of calls in a major league game. They're getting paid a lot of money to blow those calls. You get a guy making $40 or $50 on a hot, sultry Sunday
right,
afternoon.
Like
last weekend it was over 110 degrees on a lot of these fields. We had an umpire yesterday had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, because guys
man,
out there for 40 or 50 bucks.
If you gotta be a grinder to be out there, you know, umping 4, 5, 6 games.
Look, you know my friend Ron, who I umpire with, last weekend when it was 120 degrees because you guys falling all over the place, he did 11 games last weekend, 6 in a row.
That's an iron horse.
6 in a row.
That's nuts.
I don't know if we've heard this. Can we hear the you're out call? It's the tough play in the hole to the shortstop. Throw somebody
yesterday.
Out of first base.
Yesterday, I had a close one like that. I was like, ha! You got to be loud. You got to sell it.
Got to be authoritative.
You gotta be But you know what, though? And most of the time, and I will say this, most of the time when officials do a great job, you don't have these things. I do believe at times there are officials who contribute to their demise in some situations. I'm knock on wood. Is this table wood? Something like that. I'm very fortunate. These things don't happen in many of the games that I do. I work with a great refereeing board in basketball, and I work with great guys in high school softball and UAAA softball during the summer. But it's... sometimes we do contribute to our own demise.
But it's rare that you get an umpire that's like Pete, because Pete's competent. He knows the rules. He might make a bad call here and there, but most of his calls are going to be accurate.
We all do.
I'm telling you, we get some umpires in our games that are 75 years old. They can't run up and down the lines. They don't know the rules. And I'm just like, you know what? What do you expect?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not going to get great umps at this level because they just don't pay them enough. And you can't expect to get guys out there that are former college refs.
You have perspective. You're probably not running onto a court punching a referee.
Yeah, I mean, those are just awful people.
All right, coming
wouldn't
up
you agree
next,
those kids should be expelled?
Yes. We'll get back into the World Cup. France, Belgium, England, Croatia. Sebastian Salazar from ESPN will give us some insight here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.